You are the summation of your daily habits. This is Wright Brennan with the Lost in the Midlands podcast, brought to you by C. Wright Roofing. And today I am here with singer-songwriter Chris Ash. Chris, thanks for hanging out, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I am really excited to dive into, you know, the projects that you're working on musically and your journey. Before we do that, tell me this quote you have, this quote about daily habits. How's that affect you? How's that inspire you?
I really thought of the you are the summation of your daily habits, which is just my quote. I didn't take it from anywhere. I made it up myself.
Awesome.
But really, what you are is what you do every day.
Yeah.
A habit is something that you do without really thinking, and it takes time to build them. But when we think of, you know, basically where we want to go, it's the steps that we take that are going to get us there. And so that idea is really, you develop those good habits, you work on them and make them better.
Yeah.
You try to downplay your negative habits in that sense to see, and that really gets you from that 1,000-mile journey to where you want to go.
What a helpful life lesson right there. Before we jump into your musical journey, I'm a little curious about your background, like where you're from. Are you a Midlands guy, or did you transplant?
I am. I've been in the Midlands since I was two. I was my extended family is from California. My parents met when they both went to Stanford University, so they met there.
Wow.
My dad was in the Air Force, so I was born in Phoenix, Arizona.
Cool.
We moved to Michigan right around the time I was a year and a half, and we got to Columbia when I was two. My dad got out of the military at that point, and so I've been in Columbia ever since that time.
And I understand that your artistic stuff is kind of like in addition to your regular day-to-day. So tell me a little bit about, like, what you're working on when you're not doing music.
When I'm not doing music, I have a PhD in school psychology from the University of South Carolina.
Wow.
I am a school psychologist in Lexington School District 2, which really means I work with special education programs.
Yeah.
I work at several schools. I've been in Lexington 2 for the last 25 years. And really have been working in either mental health or education for 33 at this point in time when it comes to it. But basically, I help coordinate special education programs and services and work with people.
That is fantastic. And tell me, at what point did you pick up a guitar and start playing music?
Sure. I took lessons back in middle school. So I started as a kid.
Yeah.
And when you take guitar lessons, what they kind of want you to do for the most part is they want to teach you how to read music. They want to teach you theory. I just wanted to play like Kiss. You know, I wanted to sound like record albums and
rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, and then when I got to high school, I really did. I was wanting to pursue it, but I ran into people that were better than I was. And I think one of the things in life is when you, it just kind of bucked my confidence.
Mm.
So I sat down the guitar through high school, played sports, did other things through there.
Yeah.
Picked it up again maybe towards the end of college. Set it down again, picked it up again, basically got in a band in the mid-90s that played around here with all original kind of music is where I started my songwriting process. But then since that time, I've also really both played, set it down and not played, and done other things. So I just really recently decided to pick it up and become a little bit more involved with the whole process.
Well, and that's how I found you is, I mean, obviously we've worked out at this ISI gym, but I saw some of your social media stuff, which I was like, wow, this guy's amazing. And one is, you know, some of the stuff you're producing. I know you are currently songwriting, and are you putting together like a little album or so?
I am. I'm working with Jay Matheson, who is the owner of the Jam Room over on Rosewood Drive in Columbia. That's a wonderful studio. Jay started it back in 1989, so it's been there a long time. But we are working on what I would call an EP. I don't think people use that terminology anymore. When I was young, a 7-inch was a single.
Yeah.
A side and B side. LPs were like record albums. So you'd have 8 to 10 songs. An EP was in between. And so what we're working on now, and it should be out in February, is really my plan when it comes to it. It's 4 songs, 3 originals, 1 cover, and we're putting it just needs to be mastered at this point, artwork and some of those things going. But I should have that out here sometime soon.
That's very exciting. Well, you original stuff. Tell me about your inspiration for these songs. Kind of where do you draw from?
Exactly. I think just life in general. I think one of the things I've always thought about myself is I consider myself a philosopher, you know, when it comes to that. So there's, you know, different songs have different stories, but I'm always trying to tell a story. And a lot of times it's just the way I look at life when it comes to that part of things. So it's something that I've really just tried to hone in on. Inspirational hit me. A lot of times it's, you know, I work with a chord progression first, I'll have a line to start with, you know, and then I will build off that line and just try to go and keep going with it.
Yeah, very cool. So you have a recipe for, you've got,
for the most part,
you got a recipe for something that's great.
This is Wright Brennan, the owner of C. Wright Roofing. When it comes to the maintenance of your roof, you want to know that you have an experienced team that knows what they're doing. And with 10 years in the business, we check all the boxes. Leaky roof, storm damage, or just overdue on maintenance, give us a call at 803-828-4181 for a free estimate. Again, that's 803-828-4181. And remember, our commitment is to roof it the right way.
Who are some of the other bands that have, like, you know, who are you listening to now when
sure.
you're when you're listening to music?
I think I'm mostly as a classic rock kind of person. You
yeah.
go back to the Rolling Stones, the Who, that kind of things is
cool.
really one of the things that I very much enjoy. But I've gotten more eclectic over time. There are some newer country artists, you know, that I like. And my daughter is a nurse here in Columbia, 25 years old, and so I will ask her what she's listening to.
Yeah.
And so you'll have some of these things going on. When I was a kid, I was a heavy metal kid. You know, I grew up in the 80s. It was hair metal.
Cool.
I wouldn't listen to country music, but I've tried to listen to some of that now.
Yep.
Popular music, but I think I always go back to that classic rock. I mean, that stuff that's just sort of, that's where it hits me the most.
Oh, that's fantastic. So I've got a question for you about your personal experience putting out music. To me, it seems like that would be something difficult to do because people are going to be judging what you're putting out there.
I understand.
How does it feel when you put your stuff? Do you kind of get a little nervous about, you know, what's people's reaction going to be?
I think so, and I think you can't control people's reaction. I mean, and that's the what I try to keep in mind is I'm only responsible for creating.
Yeah.
Doing it. And I think it's like that way in life in general. I mean, you know, when it comes to whether it's your job, people you work with or other things like that, or putting out music, you can't control what the response will be, but I still enjoy putting it out and you hope for the best.
And do you like the process of putting together, you know, studio format music, or do you like the performance side? Which one's more fun?
It's interesting. The performance side, I think I really, for the most part, because it's just you go knock it out, and you do that. I've also done some video production stuff, you know, with Brando Jones Films up in Greenville, and it's almost a little nerve-wracking. The studio,
yeah.
you can kind of do stuff over, but when you've got the cameras, and it's, you know, just like in any kind of situation, you've got these different camera angles, you're in your head thinking, I don't want to mess up, you know, that kind of things to see,
yeah.
and so that really is, I enjoy that part. I'm actually going up Sunday to do some songwriter sessions with those guys up in Greenville. But that part really can be. It can be a little bit nerve-wracking, and I think the more I do it, the more comfortable I get.
Yeah. Yeah, fantastic. Well, I saw one of your videos, local performance at, I believe, the axe-throwing place. It was something on, I don't know if it was YouTube or Facebook. Blew me away. Tell me a little bit about that performance, that story.
Sure. Well, I had gone in. This is the craft axe-throwing out in Lexington. I was sitting there with my daughter and her fiance beforehand, and we're just talking, and this guy and his brother walk up, and the guy says, I've got a fiddle in the car. Okay, got a fiddle in the car. He said, I'm going to go get it.
Okay,
you know there. He goes and gets it. He comes back in. He sits down, okay, I'll get ready to play. I said, can you jam in G?
Yeah.
The key of G. He could, you know, and that's one of the things. So when we started playing, and I could see that he really was doing it, my daughter, I said, film this. So
yeah.
I've got several songs that we played. We wound up jamming for about 35, 40 minutes. Enjoyed the whole time. He packed up his stuff and went home. I honestly don't know who he was. Never seen him again. But it was a lot of fun, and there's some video on my social sites that, you know, can kind of show a little bit of that performance.
We'll have to tag that, and I encourage everybody to watch, because when I saw that video and like I read the story, this guy just happened to, it seemed like you guys were just so in sync. I was like, my God, these guys are made for each other. But that also kind of just proves, you know, like your ability as a musician to just play with somebody else. I mean, that's got to be a challenge for anybody, you know.
I think that's music is a language, and I think of, you know, you and I are speaking English. You know, if you were to talk to me in Spanish, I'd know a little bit because I took some Spanish in high school, but it'd be much harder to communicate. Music is a language, and if you speak it, it's funny how you really can have conversations musically with people that you might not know that you would jive with.
Cool. What, do you have any performances coming up?
I have got, yes. Actually, when I think of, there's several things that I've got coming up, everything from just kind of sitting in with people.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out at Hemingway's tonight. The Killer Bees are playing tonight. It's Terry Beasley's annual birthday bash.
Cool.
They're having a number of people come sit in and do some songs, so I'm going to get a chance to do that this evening. I'll head up Sunday to do the songwriter sessions with Brando Jones Films. Next Thursday, I'll be at RF's Corner Grill out in Lexington. I'll be the first guest artist with Jeff Liberty. He has an open mic out there, so we talked yesterday about getting that going. Next Saturday, I will do a house concert, and these house concerts are put on by Graham Jam Music.
Yeah.
The house concert I'm really looking forward to in that sense is going to be all original stuff. So
wow.
If I go out and play, a lot of times I'll play cover songs, and I enjoy that too. I like all kinds of music. But I'm looking forward to the house concert in that sense. It'll be singer, songwriter, and storytelling. So I'll get a chance to not only play my songs, but also get a chance to tell you where they come from, what they mean to me, give you some insight into my songwriting process, and
yeah,
kind of go from there. The following weekend, there's an event called Ritz Fest, which is out in Newberry at the Ritz Theater. It's a two-day event, but they have bands on Saturday, and it's really what it's designed to do is raise money and awareness for suicide prevention. A really neat organization when it comes to, so I encourage you guys coming out to Newberry. There's definitely, you know, several things going on Friday night, and then Saturday, February 3rd to be, but I'll just be sitting in some with Chris Reed and the Bad Kids and playing some a song or two with them to do and be a part of that. So those are the main highlights, but I'm always trying to look for other things to do and fun stuff to be a part of.
Holy smokes, you're busy.
I'm trying.
Killing it, man. Social media handles. Do you know, so your content's on there, correct?
It is, yeah. And it's really Chris Ash, which is A-S-H. My last name is Ash. I honestly, for the most part, if you look that up, that's where you'll see it.
Yeah.
My website is chrisashalgorithmicmusic.com. I spell algorithmic, the rhythm part, with a Y. So as opposed to that algorithm with an I, I use the musical spelling of that. But if you look up chrisashalgorithmicmusic.com, you can get to my website and see some of the things I've got on there. And I'm constantly trying to update that and do. I'll put the EP when it's out on there. The other video content that I'm filming currently and doing that stuff will come out there too. So if you look up my name, hopefully you'll find some stuff that you can check me out.
Fantastic. Hey, Chris, thanks so much for coming on today.
Oh, I appreciate it. My pleasure.
Hey everyone, many thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this episode, give us a follow and click the bell to stay up to date on future episodes, or click the link to watch another previous episode. Also, don't forget to like, share, and please leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your feedback.